relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
Complacency. It's a weakness patriots cannot afford. For this reason, Carr Firearms is teaming up with America First in 2021. Carr believes Americans shouldn't be afraid to publicly stand up for our freedoms. It's more than just being a gun enthusiast. This has become a very personal issue as we struggle for the soul of America. Carr wants America First listeners to know that they are not afraid to publicly support Second Amendment Friday. I got a package in the mail from Carr Firearms. They said, we're sending you something exciting. And I opened it, and it was a presentation box, glass with a lock, lovely for a handgun, but no gun inside. Guys, come on, I'm so waiting. I got to go to my FFL, my dealer, to pick it up. I think it might be winging its way there. Can I tell you guys? There may or may not be, cannot confirm or deny, a new weapon coming out of Carr Firearms that is, may or may not be, a presentation-grade America First 1911 handgun. I cannot confirm or deny, but it looks incredible. I've seen the photographs, and guys, just wait till I show you on the show itself. Maybe next week. Please, I hope it's at my dealer. Let's talk from little security to big security, national security, with the Vice President of the Heritage Foundation, as we do every Friday. He's here for three segments. Why? Because the first trip by the man who bears the title President of the United States to multiple summits in Europe, the G7, NATO, and then, of course, the 2.5-hour meeting with Putin. Welcome, Jim Carafano, in studio on America First.
It is great to be with you, and great not to be Biden.
So you don't concur? You don't concur with MSNBC and with Joe Scarborough, who said this is the biggest, quote, the biggest diplomatic coup of the last century?
No. Look, come on.
He said that. Former congressman said that.
I know. But look, so...
You said something very interesting before you came in. That depending on who you talk to,
right,
there's a very different readout, especially if you talk to our European friends.
But I can't let the MSN... Because this is the America that we are living in. And this is another example of that, where these people say stuff which is completely divorced from reality.
Right.
But the reality is, increasingly Americans know that they're being lied to and wake up every morning and say, Joe Biden is not the kind of president I want. He is not a moderate. He is not doing things for me and other everyday Americans. We did this piece on Daily Signal.
Mm-hmm.
We did.
Daily Signal, great. It is the publication arm of Heritage. Go ahead.
So I got together with the other guys, and we came up with a list of like 12 things, big, big things, where America and Joe Biden are on completely different pages. Critical race theory. Biden endorsed it. Americans think it's racist.
58% of Americans.
Voting integrity.
Right.
America thinks that voting integrity is Jim Crow law. Americans think that having voter ID is actually a good idea. And not just people in the opposite party, but people in his own party. You know, demographics Hispanics, African-Americans. And it goes on and on and on and on. And now we discover the same is true on foreign policy, where they say, politics ends at the shore. And when you go overseas, we're all one America. But the reality is Joe Biden is not one America. It's the same Joe Biden that we have here at home. And they do the same thing. It's everything Biden does is lovely and perfect and wonderful. Everything that Trump did is terrible. But the reality is, you know, people see through that. So the example I'm going to give you, you know, I can't name names, but I talked to a ton of Europeans because he was in Europe for 2 weeks.
Yep.
Our president was in Europe for 2 freaking weeks and accomplished nothing. But but he was at the G7, the seven major economies.
Well, they had a barbecue.
That's true. He met with the Queen. He had tea with the Queen. He went to they had a U.S.-European summit. They had a NATO summit. He had a meeting with Putin. Then he had a meeting with Erdogan. So what did Joe Biden say? What he said is, America is back, and we are here to engage. What did Europeans hear? I asked them. I said, what did you make of the Biden trip? They said, America is leaving. We are on our own, and we are back to Obama leading from behind.
Now, really?
Some of them actually think that's a good idea. You know, the French, for example,
yeah.
they want
to be autonomous. Number one.
They want to be. They right. think, you know, we love Joe Biden. He's wonderful because he's just the kind of weakling that we want. Others, like, you know, if you're in Poland or in the front line, they're terrified. They're not going to say that in public because they don't want to worsen the relationship with the United States.
But based upon what they saw in the last 2 weeks,
they think we are back to the days of Obama. And the Obama policy was walk away, don't worry about. And this is not being libertarian, right? You know, this is literally saying we are going to turn the world into progressive la la land. So none of this foreign policy stuff will matter. All we need to do in the meantime is walk away from everything, because then we won't have any problems. And figure out what the bad guys want and give it to them, and they'll leave us alone. The problem with that, as we saw in Obama, this is not restraint. This is not stage. This is literally hiding in the foxhole.
It's disengagement.
And what happens is you open up the field for the other guy to do stuff. And why at the end of Obama's second term, there's a caliphate in the exploding across the Middle East, the largest terrorist state in human history. Europe is in shambles, being overrun by immigration and migration. China is on the march everywhere, and allies are looking over their shoulder. It was a disaster. Trump fixed all that. And all they do is come in and lie and say, oh, everybody hated Trump. You know what? Maybe they did. But, it didn't matter, because they respected him. They feared him if they were his enemy. And they knew, regardless of, you don't like the orange chair, you don't like the tweeting, I don't care. They knew that when it came to make a decision, Trump would defend America's interests. So they didn't need a red line.
Right.
They knew where the line was. With Biden, they have, I'm back, and we're going to engage. And people read that and say, you're going to do as little as possible. And that's open field. It's like playing soccer and taking your offense and having them run to your end of the field and sit around the goal. And then you're shocked that you're not scoring more.
I hate it when Jim comes in and he has nothing to say. We're talking to the vice president of the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org. Follow him on Twitter, JJ Carafano. To this, it's what I said when we were in the White House. The thing about Donald Trump, you may not like his style or the tweets or anything else, but when it comes to national security, foreign policy, our friends are treated like our friends and our enemies right. are worried. It's the kid from Queens. That's how you deal with it. Now, can we go back to the discussion we had last week where we were trying to identify where the centers of power or decision-making are, who are making the decisions in the White House? And with regards to what you just said about the summit, I know you don't do politics. This isn't a political question. Given what you witnessed in the last 2 weeks and what you just said, this Daily Signal product, that there's this massive gap between what's being promoted and what the American people want. What does Biden represent to you? Is he one of the radicals pushing the CRT and the open borders, or do you think he's just an empty vessel and it's these people behind him? Do you have a sense of that?
Yeah. So on foreign policy, Biden is a cheerleader standing on the sidelines, waving the boys on, because Biden's instincts are actually very similar in practice to what the Obama foreign policy team is. This administration doesn't really put a priority on foreign policy. And they don't have to because they brought back old Obama people and they're just doing the old Obama stuff.
Domestic.
So
domestic.
No, on foreign policy.
No, but right. Their emphasis.
Right.
Is
so on foreign policy, they bring back the old foreign policy and they just say, do what
you used to do.
Exactly. Okay. And Biden's happy to cheer for that. Right. And then where the domestic policy comes into it is
that's the important
where
thing.
Where the real center is if there's a domestic angle that we can exploit on foreign policy, that will get emphasized. So climate change, for example, is not really about being a global leader on climate change, right? So, for example, if it was, we might be concerned about China as the world's largest CO2 producer, right. But instead, we don't care.
We don't care.
Do anything about China, but we're just going to kill the Keystone Pipeline, right? It is about, but if we say we are rejoin the Paris Accord and therefore we have to contribute to that, then I as a government now have the responsibility
to domestically.
To do these things. So
right.
It legitimizes domestic policy.
So it's a cover.
Exactly. Same thing with global corporate taxes. He wants corporate taxes. So he says, well, the G7 thinks it's a great idea. Therefore, I need to raise taxes.
Super fabulous analysis as usual. But where's my apple pie? Did you go to McDonald's?
It's racist. Apple pie is racist. It
clearly must be racist. Follow this man, JJ Carafano. We have just begun our discussion here on the Salem Radio Network on America First with me, your host, Sebastian Gorka. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing,
don't touch that dial.
Relief Factor, 100% drug-free pain relief that actually works. Don't ask me. Listen to Alicia from California. I'm a grocery store worker and have been working doubles during the coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees were not getting a rest. I literally limped to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor and the pain decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. That could be you. That should be you. Find out for yourself today by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Alicia, and thousands of your fellow Americans. $19.95 for the 3-week quick starter pack translates to less than a dollar a day. What can you get for less than a dollar a day? Nothing. Except potentially liberated from your pain. Do it today. You know it makes sense. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. The only thing you have to lose is the pain. Don't wait any longer. You know it just makes sense. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Let's take this this so-called controversy over critical race theory, and I say so-called controversy because it's a creation that keeps people watching or keeps people clicking, and suddenly, you know, yada, 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 school board meetings are getting disrupted, right? Mm-hmm. And you're just sort of like, wait a minute, are you covering the news that people need to know?
Oh, you're not allowed to know that news, Chuck Todd, are you? Because critical race theory is just a creation. People at school board meetings are talking. Parents, how dare they talk about what their children are learning? I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Car Firearms is fighting for America. Car executives stand with America First and are willing to put their brand's reputation on the line to stand for liberty. Please support our new Second Amendment Friday sponsor, Car Firearms. I carry a 9mm car. Check them out at kahr.com. US-made handguns long before the G43. This was the first single-stack, lightweight, tiny 9mm, smaller than a PPK. Check it out. That's what I carry. KAHR.com. KAHR.com. I have the article in my hands. I am about to read it. We are posting it on Twitter, on Facebook. It's co-authored by Jim Carafano. Biden divides us. Here are 12 principles that can unite us. Jim, let's carry on with the summitry. We went from the G7, the barbecues, the elbow bumping, which is really weird because Boris Johnson had the COVID. Biden was vaccinated in December, so why are you elbow bumping and wearing masks. Very peculiar, kind of science denial. And then we had the summit. First, it was meant to be 4.5 hours. Then we were told it was 2.5 hours. Then we get other contradictory reports. The logic of having somebody who is rather disengaging in his foreign policy give a list of 16 critical infrastructure sectors that should not be attacked. It's a strange tactic, isn't it, to give to a KGB colonel?
Yeah, if I were Putin, the English translation would be, oh, thank you for the target list.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Right.
And I guess, or either that or, oh my God, I'm the 17th. I'm number 17.
I know. Oh, no.
I'm screwed. Look.
Can I just, you know, if it had been Trump, it could have been a really good ploy. Because Putin would know, you touch one of those and DJT is going to get serious.
No.
But with Biden, talk to us about the Russia summit.
Well, the press would have went. Well, look, here's the reality. Here's the bottom line truth, which is the summit is completely meaningless, as are all summits with Putin. Putin is a thug, and he responds to power. Words are cheap. Yeah. People can say anything they want. They can make any promises they want. He doesn't care. He can be nice. He can be angry. He can be confrontational. It's all irrelevant. Doesn't matter because he's not accountable. He's not accountable to a press. He's not accountable to a public. He's not accountable to voters. He's not accountable to legislators. He has billions of dollars of his own personal wealth and a country at his disposal. He can do whatever he damn well please. What he fears is what we do, not what we say. Donald Trump's first meeting with Putin was an utter disaster. I'm sorry, it was. I mean, it was a complete dumpster fire. Didn't matter because Trump battered that guy for 4 years, and Putin knew it.
Talk about that, because we still have this, you know, he was colluding, he was in the pocket. You know, the things that we did, whether it's the 63 KGB officers kicked out of the U.S., right, whether it's Nord Stream, whether it is the 200 mercenaries in Syria. Has there been a tougher post-Cold War president on Russia?
Well, one, Trump is probably the toughest president on the Russian since the end of the Cold War.
Right.
And two is there is not one demonstrable piece of evidence that the president ever colluded or did a favor for the Russians. None. Zero. And this is after 4 years of relentless going. And even now, people that made these same claims now acknowledge that there is no evidence for any of that. Biden, in contrast, I mean, he's only been in office 100 days. He greenlighted the completion of the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, which Trump opposed for 4 years, and which everybody in Europe hates except Putin and some German oligarchs that make a bunch of money. The president of the United States was impeached by Nancy Pelosi over Ukraine, all of which turned out to be completely false and fabricated, utterly fabricated. Meanwhile, Biden just suspended arms transfers to Ukraine.
Yeah.
If Donald Trump had done that, he would have been impeached. You know, it would have been like, you know, Cromwell, who they, after he died, they dug him up and hung him.
And hung him again.
Here's the problem. If we close our eyes and we don't listen to Chuck Todd and everybody else, and we just look at the substance of what happened,
mm-hmm,
what we discover is we are now in our fourth or fifth reset with Vladimir Putin.
Yes.
This is a classic reset strategy. I am going to give you, Mr. Putin, a chance to behave. Because I'm going to treat you like an adult, and you're going to treat me like an adult, and we're going to wait and see if that happens. 6 months from now, we will discover that the reset failed yet again. And the reason why is really simple. Because we only have one Putin. We will only have one Putin. This would be like doing Jaws and saying, let's go out and see if the shark doesn't eat us this time. This is, you know, so we will wind up right. And that's because there are no new ideas. There is no real foreign policy here. We are literally just showing up and we're taking out the Obama playbook and we're running it. And it doesn't matter that's a high school playbook and we're playing pro football.
So here's the question. I look back at the 8 years. You're saying, you know, the Obama guys are back. He's a cheerleader on the sidelines. Biden's just letting them do their thing. If we look at the end result of the 8 years of Obama internationally, It's what you said. Biggest insurgency in world history with the caliphate across multiple countries. Russia invading Ukraine. China building, you know, atolls with 2-mile-long runways. Iran on cusp of nuclear acquisition. North Korea launching missiles across the China Sea. It was a bloody world on fire.
Go ahead, sorry.
Is that what we're going to have to expect by the end of the next 4 years?
So, but even, and look at where Obama wound up at the end of 8 years. He had to push back on the Chinese because they were eating his lunch. They realized the Iranian deal was failing and they were struggling, thinking of ways to deal with Iran. They had to go back into Iraq to fight the caliphate.
Yes.
They wanted to abolish America's nuclear weapons arsenal. In the end, they wound up investing in modernizing it. Everything they wanted to not do, they wound up doing. And the reason for that was because the president of the United States has to defend this nation. The problem is, you know, if you're the fire chief and you wait until the fire is raging before you go to put the fire out, you're going to save the house. But it might be like, you know, a burnt out shell.
So 4 years from now, is it going to look like it did in 2016?
So what Donald Trump would do, by the way, is he would take the fire truck and he would stand on the corner and say, "Burn, I dare you," right? He would be there before the fire, daring the fire to even try to, like, look, we're going to be in rough shape. The question is, how quickly do they move to exploit this? I can explain this if we get time. Why particularly for these guys, for the Russians, the Chinese, this is a really bad policy. But how quickly, how bad they get,
okay, hold
and
it.
How quickly respond.
We'll explain next. Stay on this channel. He's Jim Carafano, Vice President of the conservative mothership that we love so dearly, the Heritage Foundation, fighting for the principles that this nation was founded on. Join today if you're not a member, heritage.org. Check out the Daily Signal, heritage.org. I'm Sebastian Gorka. It's Friday. It's national security. It's Ask Dr. G Anything, and it's Second Amendment as well. Whether it's the regular Hellcat or whether it's the compensated RDP with that miniature red dot, I love them all. How did it take so long to invent a factory compensated subcompact 9mm? Well, guess what? Springfield did it, and I'm a huge fan, and I'm Sebastian Gorka.
The Hellcat from Springfield Armory is still the smallest, highest-capacity micro-compact in the world. Available in standard or optics-ready configurations, the class-leading capacity of the Hellcat gives you 11+1 with the standard magazine and 13+1 with the included extended mag. The definitive concealed carry pistol is here. The Hellcat from Springfield Armory gives you the capacity to defend.
Honestly, Joe Biden is striking, batting 1,000. I mean, he's gone to Europe. He's united Europe. He then went into the Putin meeting, sequenced perfectly. Literally, his team did a great job. He did a good job. It's hard to criticize the meeting that he had with Putin, how he set the scene and he laid down the markers for Putin. And now it's a matter of seeing how the Russian leader will react. And he has let Putin know that there will be consequences. It was a pretty pitch perfect trip.
Well, need I say more? My Mika has spoken. That giant of grand strategy has spoken. And I wish you could have seen Jim Carafano's face.
Oh, my God. I thought that was an SNL, like, joke writer.
That was Biggs' daughter.
No, Zbigniew. I thought that was a scriptwriter at Saturday Night Live. No, that was like a real person
that
said
that.
That
was analysis
Really?
Batting for 1,000.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
Are you sure?
I was watching on the screen behind you.
Are you sure that wasn't like the Babylon Bee or something?
I wish it were.
It wasn't a real person. Come on.
I'm afraid it was. All right, you left us with a cliffhanger. How do our adversaries react to that pitch? Perfect batting for 1,000.
Well, you know what's interesting is, you know, we've now had four presidents, two different political parties, very different tempers, very different people. But Bush, Obama, Trump, and Biden, who all have the same bad guy list, right? I mean, they have other things on their list too, but at the end of the day, it winds up being North Korea, Iran, Russia, and China. And they've all tried to deal with it differently, but the fact that they all have that same list is really, really interesting.
Yes.
And so at least they get that, right? What's key about, what do all those four guys have in common? They all want to win without fighting. I don't know if they read Sun Tzu or not, but they all... None of them want to have a war with the United States.
No, because they'll lose. A conventional war with America is not a good idea.
We're all going to lose. I mean, you know, a billion people will die. You know,
yeah.
So nobody wins. So that means you have to find ways to diminish American power, take advantage of American lapses. You know, and the problem with the Biden-Obama-Harris strategy of let's disengage, walk away, take away the safety net and hope nothing happens. And if it does happen, we'll lie about it. And if that doesn't work, maybe we'll do something, right? The problem with that is it opens up space for these guys.
So
it's not being the world's policeman. It's not, you know, trying to solve everything. It's not being the world's babysitter. It's just being not stupid, right? But when you walk away from Iraq and you leave a giant vacuum, and then you're turned around and you're shocked that the world's largest terrorist state, you know, pops up overnight. By Biden essentially giving Putin a 6-month free pass to demonstrate what a jerk he is.
Yes.
Or saying we have to find ways to work with China, or the worst is, you know, doing the Iran deal, letting the Iranians out of the bag. And here's the big problem with that. If it's just Obama, where a bunch of bad things happen, well, we recover. We're America. We can take a punch. But if enough of those bad things happen, nobody means to do this, and they spin out of control, then you start putting numbers behind the WW, and then we all die. And that's the issue I always have with the Obama foreign policy was take away the global safety net, which is Americans defending America's own interests, and hoping the world doesn't burn to the ground, to me is not the best plan ever.
We've got a minute left with Jim Carafano, Vice President of the Heritage Foundation, JJ Carafano on Twitter. You mentioned the Iran deal. Is that going to happen? What's the status of that?
They seem so committed to it, even though they just elected a guy that is a war criminal and a torturer as president. They've been more belligerent than ever. They're resupplying Hamas with missiles as we speak. This administration just seems absolutely committed that somehow rejoining the Iran deal is going to create some kind of fairy dust that makes things better. And we know what's going to happen. They're going to, if they get to a deal, which they almost assuredly seem because they're so committed, things are only going to get worse. And then we'll have to deal with it.
How do they believe this stuff, Jim? Bloodthirsty Iranian regime.
If you surround yourself with people who believe what you believe, never challenge you, never hold you accountable, you can do this stuff too. It's like the little kid in the grocery cart with the steering wheel,
mm-hmm.
and as thinking that he's driving the cart as his mom is pushing him down the aisle. The little kid, I'm in charge here. Everything's fine.
I'm driving the car.
Why won't it stop at the peanut butter aisle? I don't know.
A great, no movies today, but a great analogy for us. The little kid driving the fake racing car down the shopping aisle. Yeah, that's the world today under the Biden regime. Follow him, JJ Carafano, on Twitter. Thank you, Jim. Superb, superb analysis. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Next up, John Patton of the Gun Collective. Why? Because it's Friday. It's Second Amendment Friday as well. Coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
This is Second Amendment Friday on America First, brought to you by Carr Firearms.
Carr Firearms is fighting for America. Carr executives stand with us here at America First. and are willing to put their brand's reputation on the line to stand up for liberty. Please support our Second Amendment Friday sponsor, Carr Firearms. The people, the first people, it wasn't the Glock 43. It was the PMCM9 decades ago. Tiny, smaller than a PPK, made in America, full 9mm. I carry one every single day. Check out their amazing line of weapons at KAHR.com. That's KAHR.com. And I am delighted for our Second Amendment segment to welcome none other than the man behind one of the coolest gun channels out there. It's the Gun Collective on YouTube. Follow them at Gun Collective on Twitter. His name is John Patton. John, welcome back to America First.
Dude, thank you for having me back. It's always a pleasure.
All right. It's a pleasure, but I'm getting increasingly irritated because every time we sign off, we say, I'll see you at the gun range, and we still haven't done that. We've got to do that. We've got to do that.
It's depressing. All right. It's depressing.
I know. We will. I promise. This year, whether it's Knob Creek or somewhere else, last Knob Creek ever is going to be this year, so somewhere we will make it happen. Okay, I want to talk about the last of your videos that I watched about 2 days ago, 3 days ago, that was superb because it's the, what did the ATF drop? How many, what was it, 110 pages? What was that thing about braces? How long was it?
Oh, it was a couple different documents, and between the two, I think it was over 120 pages of, you know, nonsense.
Right.
Anything they're putting forth is nonsense.
You waded through it, and you gave us a great summary. Guys, you need to watch it. Go to the Gun Collective on YouTube. But at the end of the day, this is dictatorial. This document is basically retroactively criminalizing and creating felons based on utterly subjective criteria. Is that an overstatement, John?
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous. They decided to put together a worksheet to assign points to, like, just completely arbitrarily assign points to different features of a firearm with a brace on it, including, you know, the weight of the firearm, whether or not it has sights on it.
Or the best one I love, whether or not the brace looks like a stock.
Yeah, because if it looks like something different, we're going to be totally upset about it. It's completely asinine, the whole thing.
So how does this compare to all the other things you've seen in the past? Is this par for the course from the cretins at ATF, or is this worse than before? And how can we get involved? I saw Tim Harmson, Military Arms Channel, he a few days ago, he posted the number of comments on the comments page saying, guys, this is pathetic. We've got to have 100,000 comments right now. So are we doing enough, and how serious is this first, John?
So first of all, it is extremely serious because this is the sort of cannon shot through the doorway of freedom being destroyed. And what I mean by that is that this, if they're allowed to decide after the fact, 8 years after they said it was okay.
After millions of braces have been sold in America, millions.
Right, right. You know, we talk about common use from cases like Heller versus DC, and I would argue that millions of a product existing and being used is common use, but that's a sidetrack. The point is, ATF is off their rocker, and the way to go against them and tell them you don't want to deal with any of their tyrannical nonsense is to submit a comment. There are many, many links out there. You could just type in pistol brace ban 2021, and you'll be able to find a way to make comments. But the idea is to make a legitimate, not like a ranting comment, like a legitimate comment about why that potential rule, it's a proposed rule, why that is not okay, and, you know, basically let them know. At this point, what's amazing, just a couple days ago, over 100 members of Congress came together and said, whoa, pump the brakes. And that's similar to what happened when they tried to do something like this last year. The people are noticing. The powers that be are noticing. Everybody outside of the ATF is noticing all of this arbitrary bureaucratic crap that they're trying to pull, which is basically a backdoor ban on firearms.
And last year, there was, remind me of the details, there was success, there was a similar attempt at some action, and there was a comments page, and wasn't the federal comments page flooded, John?
Yeah, it was a substantial amount of comments, all in a very short period of time. I believe we're on pace or higher than that.
Good.
Which is great. We want to see more. We want to see people, like, if you own a firearm, an AR pistol, an AK pistol, if you don't own one, you need to be paying attention to this, because if the ATF is allowed to decide that your gun is too heavy for a certain type of use, and therefore you are either a felon or you pay them money, that's extortion.
Yeah. Well, not only that, I mean, if you don't take action, you become retroactively a felon. Unless you pay the $200 federal tax, you get it registered or you destroy it or whatever, you're automatically becoming a felon. So what is the phrase you use? The cannon shot through the door. Even if you don't own a brace, you have to take it seriously, because this could happen with any category of weapon, correct?
Yeah. If they're allowed to do this with, you know, a random accessory,
yes,
that they're upset about for no apparent reason.
Oh, which, by the way, guys,
be able to do it with anything.
By the way, guys, most of these accessories are made of plastic. So they're making you a felon based upon a piece of plastic that is added to the buffer tube of your gun. John, individuals making comments, they've got to do that. What are the gun organizations, the gun rights organizations that you recommend?
I think you should be looking at Firearms Policy Coalition, the Gun Owners of America, Second Amendment Foundation, groups that are truly out there fighting for rights. You should also look at your state level organizations.
Yes.
There are a lot of them out there, and stand behind those groups and move in the same direction with all firearms owners.
It's the internet home for gun news that you actually care about. It's a tagline, but it's true. Trust me, because I watch every single video he drops. Keep doing what you do. Best to Genevieve. Follow this man at Gun Collective on Twitter and subscribe right now on YouTube to the Gun Collective. Thank you, John. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that's 100% drug-free, and pain relief that actually works. Tens of thousands of Americans across the country getting their lives back. Individuals like me. I had a lower back pain issue that plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor two weeks later. I was pain-free, and I'm still pain-free more than 2.5 years later. But it's not just me. It's people like Reggie from Florida. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Incredible words. Find out for yourself. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Reggie, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Call 800-500-8384 right now. ReliefFactor.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Carr Firearms.
And by MyPillow, the pillow that never gets hot, never loses its shape. Do you wake up in the morning with a crick in your neck because your pillow got soft on you overnight? Do you wake up an hour in and have to flip your pillow because it's too hot? Come on, get a good night's sleep. Do what I do. Use the pillow that never gets hot, never loses its shape. Guaranteed for 10 years. 51 million sold. We love them here. President Trump loves them. Get up to 66% off the amazing MyPillow line of products if you use my name. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A, or call them on 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. When did we have him on the show? It was recently, wasn't it, that we had Ronnie Jackson, former chief medical advisor and surgeon to the president, who's now a Texas congressman and
Rather outspoken gentleman. Here he says what we've been saying here, not as MDs, for a long, long time, and he is the former physician to the president. Cut 10, play cut.
You know, after this most recent embarrassing performance overseas, I thought it was time to come out. We can't sit on this any longer. I've been saying this for a year and a half, Sean. I took care of three presidents over 15 years in the White House, including being the physician to the president for both Barack Obama and Donald J. Trump. And, you know, I know what the rigors of this job are, both physically and cognitively. It's demanding. And after this performance, I mean, we've been seeing this for a year and a half now. I've been saying that Joe Biden is not, he's not physically or cognitively fit to be our president right now.
Not physically or cognitively fit to be our president. It's not my opinion. That's the former physician to the three presidents of the United States. And we've seen it just this week in Brussels. Whether he's snapping at a reporter in that fashion that so many people who've had individuals in their own families suffer from early onset dementia, when there's no filter and it's just that instant rise to aggression, or whether it's just the inability, those massive pregnant pauses, can't answer a question, or on top of that, just gets it wrong, calls Putin Trump. This is a man who is the victim of two brain aneurysms. This is an individual the mainstream lying legacy media try to cover up his incredible continual mistakes by saying, well, he had a stammer. I'm sorry, calling somebody the wrong name is not a stammer. Your brain freezing and pausing for 30 seconds in the midst of a sentence is not a stammer. You're liars, and he's unfit. God bless Ronnie Jackson for telling the truth that all of us were aware of. So much more to cover. We're going to have Congressman Steve Scalise. We're going to have Gordon Chang and you here on America First across the nation, coming to you from just outside the insalubrious, fetid swamp that is Washington, D.C.